Hi everyone, I'm Madonna Guy from the Natural Alternative Podcast. Again, my new favorite supplement that does so much in the body for anti-aging. So the Tri-GLP with nature identical GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP from salmon. So our body absorbs it and it triggers over 500 pathways in the body. Just amazing. But what does it do for anti-aging? So I wanted to talk about the main tests that doctors do and how this can help. And it's amazing how many benefits there are throughout the body. So doctors run tests to decide which pharmaceuticals to prescribe. But you can use those same tests to understand how your incretin system, so how your little GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP is shaping your metabolism, your gut repair, your inflammation, and your energy. So think of Tri-GLP as your body's built-in anti-aging signaling trio. GLP-1 regulates appetite, glucose, and inflammation. GLP-2 regulates gut repair, barrier integrity, and nutrient absorption. And GIP is about insulin sensitivity, fat metabolism, and mitochondrial energy. So let's revisit the classical medical tests, but through the anti-aging and tri-GLP lens. Firstly, everyone gets a cholesterol panel as they get older. It's the metabolic crystal ball for the medical profession. Doctors use it to see if you need a statin. But is it anti-aging? It's a snapshot of metabolic flexibility. High triglycerides equals insulin resistance. Low HDL equals poor lipid recycling. High LDL particle numbers equals oxidative stress, and high remnants equal a sluggish mitochondria. So where Tri-GLP fits in is GLP-1 and GIP are deeply involved in post-meal lipid handling. So when your incretin signaling is strong, your triglycerides clear faster, your insulin spikes are smoother, your fat oxidation improves, and your metabolic flexibility increases. So the longevity takeaway is better incretin signaling equals better lipid choreography. So now let's look at fasting glucose and HbA1c. Every man and his dog comes in and says, "No, I have to be on statins because of my HbA1c." It's the glycation clock. Doctors use this to diagnose diabetes. But let's think about anti-aging for a moment. They tell you how fast your tissues are caramelizing. So where Tri-GLP fits in is that GLP-1 and GIP are the body's natural post-meal glucose moderators. GLP-1 slows gastric emptying. GIP improves insulin sensitivity. And both of them, GLP-1 and GIP, reduce glucose spikes. Lower spikes equals less glycation, and that equals slower aging. So the longevity takeaway is strong incretin signaling equals smoother glucose curves and younger collagen. How many of us don't want that? So now let's think about thyroid panels. So we can think of that as the cellular speedometer. So doctors use it to decide if you need the drug thyroxine. But for anti-aging, thyroid hormones reveal how fast your cellular energy engines are running. So where Tri-GLP fits in? GLP-1 and GIP influence your mitochondrial biogenesis, your metabolic rate, your appetite regulation, and your inflammation. Now, it's inflammation that suppresses your thyroid conversion. GLP-2 supports gut repair, which equals better nutrient absorption and therefore better thyroid hormone conversion. So, the longevity takeaway is healthy incretin signaling supports the metabolic environment that thyroid hormones thrive in. Now, let's talk about liver enzymes. This is the detox traffic report. Doctors look for liver disease, but for anti-aging, they look at ALT, AST, GGT. These show how well your detox and metabolic systems are coping. So where does TRIGLP fit in? GLP-1 and GIP influence your hepatic, that's your liver, your hepatic fat metabolism, your inflammation, your oxidative stress, and your insulin signaling. GLP-2 supports gut barrier integrity, therefore you end up with less endotoxin load, and therefore you end up with less liver stress. So the longevity takeaway is you end up with a calmer gut, smoother glucose, and a happier liver. Vitamin D is another one they check all the time. So it's considered an immune system youth marker. Doctors test it to decide if you need a supplement. Thank goodness. But for anti-aging, vitamin D is a master regulator of immune resilience. Where does TRIGLP fit in? GLP-2 strengthens the gut barrier, which leads to less immune activation, less vitamin D utilization, so you've got more in your system for longer. GLP-1 reduces systemic inflammation and supports immune balance. So longevity takeaway is TRIGLP supports the terrain, so what's going on in your body where vitamin D does its best work. Now let's look at electrolytes. So when medically they're checking our potassium, our magnesium, our sodium, that sort of thing. Doctors check them to make sure you're not dying, which is a good thing. But for anti-aging, electrolytes, what do? They tell you how well your cells hold the charge. Every cell in the body has got this thing around the outside called a zeta potential, and it's a charge on the cell wall that is supposed to keep the cells separated. We're supposed to have these little cells bouncing around in the body without getting stuck. So sticky cell membranes equals inflammation. So where does TRIGLP fit in? GLP-2 improves nutrient and electrolyte absorption. GLP-1 influences kidney filtration and sodium handling. And GIP supports metabolic energy and better ion pump function. So the longevity takeaway is TRIGLP maintains the electrical stability of your cells. Now let's think about the inflammatory markers that doctors test. They love things like CRP and ESR. So CRP is C-reactive protein. It's one of the first things they check if they think we've got cancer. ESR is about the sedimentation rate of our cells. So they're known as the rust detectors. So doctors use them to look for infections. But for anti-aging, they tell you how fast your body is rusting. So where does TRIGLP fit in? GLP is strongly anti-inflammatory. GLP-2 repairs the gut barrier, therefore reducing immune system activation, and GIP modulates adipose inflammation. So the longevity takeaway is TRIGLP supports the body's natural anti-inflammatory pathways. Doctors often also check things like B12 and folate. So that's sort of like the methylation dashboard. Doctors test these to rule out anemia. But for anti-aging, they reveal DNA repair capacity and detox efficiency. So where does our TRIGLP fit in? GLP-2 improves nutrient absorption. GLP-1 reduces inflammation that drains methylation resources. And GIP supports mitochondrial energy. Methylation is energy dependent. So the longevity takeaway is TRIGLP supports the nutrient absorption and lowers inflammation. So the longevity takeaway is that TRIGLP supports the nutrient absorption and the low inflammation environment methylation thrives in. Now let's look at kidney function. So the kidneys is like the longevity filtration index. Doctors use it to check for kidney disease, but for anti-aging, they look at creatinine, EGFR, urea. It shows how well you're clearing metabolic waste. So where does TRIGLP fit in? GLP-1 influences the renal blood flow and sodium handling. GLP-2 reduces gut-derived toxins entering the circulation, and GIP supports the metabolic efficiency, so therefore there's less waste load. less waste load, sorry. So the longevity takeaway is that TriGLP supports the metabolic and gut environment that reduces kidney stress. So for an anti-aging upgrade powered by TriGLP physiology, doctors can run these tests to find disease, but you can use them to understand how well your incretin system is supporting your metabolic flexibility, your gut repair, your inflammation control, your mitochondrial energy, your nutrient absorption, and your glucose stability. Every marker is a clue, every clue is a lever, and every lever is a way to support your natural anti-aging pathways. And TriGLP with GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP is one of the most elegant natural signaling systems your body uses to stay youthful. Take care. I'll have the links below. Have a fabulous day. Mwah, beautiful souls.